Had a chance to spend 2 days and nights at the Gilman City Tournament Thursday night, Saturday afternoon, and early evening. A really thrilling tournament this year. Gilman City boys end up finishing second. Ran into a Pattonsburg team that likes to run and gun, and they got him in the fourth quarter after Gilman City got the thing tied after three quarters. It's on to conference play this week for the Hawks. Grundy R5 is first up on the docket. That will be a challenge, no doubt, at Gilman City tomorrow night at 7:30. Joined here by head coach Tony Gregg. Coach, congrats on the second place finish last week.
Thank you. We enjoyed having you over here, and we had some really competitive games this week, and we were fortunate enough to make it to the championship game and played real well in the second round there and was able to knock off the one seed there in Princeton and just fell a little bit short there in the championship game. But I was proud of the boys. I thought they played a really good week of basketball.
It was so fun to be there because it has to be rewarding for you as a coach when the guys come out there, especially in that game against Princeton, and then when Brody just he had it going on in that third quarter when he got that thing tied. There's not many louder places in this region than when the Gilman City gym is going when the Hawks are flying, and you guys had it going pretty good last week.
No, it was a great atmosphere, and we really want to thank the fans and everybody that came out supporting us. And it is, you know, they're decibeling up, you know, in the stands trying to make it loud and give us as much of a home field advantage as we can get. And it was just a really fun time. And you're right, Brody came out. He played a really good tournament. You know, I think he, in three games there, he had 106 points. You know, he had like 29, 40, and 37. So hats off to him because he really was a big scoring threat in this tournament.
Obviously, in the game against Pattonsburg, Brody, I think, ended up with 37. You had trouble getting that number two or number three scorer behind him going. And I think Pattonsburg figured that out a little bit. Was that just one of the factors in the fourth quarter, Coach, or did you kind of feel like your guys just kind of ran out of gas a little bit?
Oh, you know, we played real well there and got tied up there going into the fourth, and they put a box of one on him, and you know, we drew up a play or two but wasn't quite able to execute it, and between that and then a couple 50-50, you know, calls that just didn't go our way that night that we just couldn't quite recover from, and they come out and hit a couple big shots when they needed to pull away a little bit. So you're right, we needed to get that second guy up there and be able to take over a little bit and help us score, and that sure make us a little bit more successful.
I would say, though, just kind of looking at your body of work this year and who you beat and who you've lost to, that victory against Princeton in the semifinals, especially in the fashion that it occurred, that had to be your best victory of the season, bar none.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, we've been right there with some really good teams, you know, losing to Bramer early, and we played Princeton a close one. And you know, even Grundy and Green City, we had really good, 2 to 3 quarters, just couldn't quite finish it out. But that was a huge one. We needed that signature win to beat a really good team and show that we can, you know, we can play or even win in those type of games. And so that was, you know, Brady hit that three at the buzzer to tie it up, and we were able to outmaneuver him in the overtime to hold on for the win.
On Monday night, you beat Tri-County pretty handily, 83-64 in the quarterfinal round. You score 83 offensively, had it going. Did you feel like overall pretty pleased with the way that the guys performed a week ago tonight?
Yeah, I was, you know, and that was a huge one where we come out and Jamesport played a good half of basketball, and I think we were even behind at halftime. So we come around and had a real good third quarter, and I was real proud. We shot 19 for 21 that night from the free throw line. So, and you know, I think again Brody went 15 for 16 that night. So, because we put an emphasis on that some of those early games it was close, like Princeton, you know, first game of the year, and if we hit the free throws like we know we can, we actually come out of there probably with a win. So we put a lot of emphasis in getting better in those areas. So it was good to see that we were improving.
I'd say, you know, and just kind of knowing what both teams have, the level that Princeton is at, and granted, I know Grundy has a much superior record to Princeton, but Princeton plays a little bit, you know, greater competition in the Grand River Conference. So if you compare and contrast Grundy R5 and Princeton with the challenge that you had with the Tigers on Thursday and the Panthers tomorrow night, I think they're pretty similar.
They are. You know, each team presents their own, you know, what they're capable of, and you know, Grundy's got two or three guys that are just pretty pretty tall and pretty athletic. So, you know, it is going to be a different type of game, but hopefully we can come out and hit some shots. We didn't shoot real well the last time we played him over there at Grundy. So hopefully if we can hit some shots and come out and do the things we want to do, that we'll keep it close the whole game.
The thing with your team, too, is, you know, we talk about in the championship game how, you know, Brody really led you and you're having trouble getting that number two or number three score. That wasn't the case against Princeton. You got the Preston boys out there. You have some size inside. Yeah, Spike Burke came out and hit a couple of threes in that championship game. You have guys that are capable of kind of pulling their weight on your basketball team.
We do. We're, you know, and I like to boast, I guess, on them that we can go eight or nine deep, and it just kind of depends on the night, and that's up to me to try to find who's on and who's not and read them. But you're right. We're, you know, trying to put that emphasis because next year it's going to be a whole new show. You know, we're going to lose four seniors, and I am confident that we've got guys that we might even be a little bit more balanced next year. But it is huge that, you know, we can get some minutes off the bench, like from Spike Burke. He come in two different games and kind of give us a spark in the Jamesport game too. So it is fun to see. And, you know, Wyatt Sutton come in. He's playing some pretty good basketball too. You know, they're big guy in the middle. So right now the hardest thing is just getting them all the minutes that I want to get them. So.
Yeah, and you know, bottom line, too, is for those that have not seen that Pattonsburg team play, and I know I do an interview with Coach Podorf every Tuesday here on KTTM, but that's my first time in seeing Pattonsburg in person. They're good. They play fast, and they have about five or six guys on any given night might score 20 against you.
That's right. That's what makes them so, you know, so difficult to defend is that they are balanced pretty well. You know, it really Gage Eddings is the guy that most stuff goes through. But any given night, they've got two or three, you know, the Woodward boy and Sam Coyne. They've got some other guys that can step out there and give them a lot of points.
Yeah, it's a team to watch as we get closer and closer to districts here. Which, by the way, districts 3 weeks from tonight. I was actually saying that on the broadcast Saturday, and Coach, and I found that hard to believe. But 3 weeks from today is a 20th, so it's coming up fast.
It is. That's, you know, and that's losing that game the other night. Of course, we weren't happy with how it came out, but we want to learn every time that we get defeated. We want to learn from it and get better, because our ultimate goal is to continue playing after districts. So to do that, we're going to have to, you know, beat a couple good teams, one of them being Grundy. So that's where our focus is just keep getting better and every game in between now and then try to win. But if we don't, we're gonna learn from it.
Well, I imagine, too, it's so valuable to get into a game where the gym is packed and there's a lot at stake, because, quite frankly, that's like a district championship sort of atmosphere. And for you guys, you know, Gilman's had a little bit of success, but not a ton over the last 2-3 years. I'd imagine that that's one of the bigger atmospheres that you guys have played in the last 3 years or so.
It is, and, you know, when I decided to do this and start coaching full-time and teaching, it was huge for me, because I was forced enough in school to be a part of something like that, and some of these kids haven't got that. So I really want to give it for them. I want them to experience that type of atmosphere and that school spirit, because it is a lot of fun.
Grundy R5 is at Gilman City Tuesday. Gilman City on Friday night, they will make the trek to East Harrison. Are you going to Ridgeway or to Canesville for the trip Friday, Coach?
Should be going to Ridgeway, and then we're going to get a JV game in Friday with Pattonsburg, just a JV only. But yeah, we'll be at Ridgeway Thursday night.
Oh, Ridgeway Thursday night?
Yeah.
Okay. That will do it for the coach's interview with Gilman City for this week. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck with the HDC play this week.
Thank you, Tom. We sure appreciate you guys' coverage.